Good evening. This is the discretion call. It is 9:04 p.m. This is August 23rd, 2018. On this call, you can express your views on any topic of your choice. NLA does not teach anything here. This is an open forum, and the views expressed by the speakers here may or may not necessarily represent the views of the National Liberty Alliance. So go ahead, Crystal, or whoever wants to start it out.
Well, I basically said what I had to say.
Do you want to repeat it for the recording, or?
Well, I have a court date again on Monday, and I sent all the paperwork to NLA, and the court transcript, the last 8 pages, on there, it says, am I a public servant of this court? I asked for a proof of claim. I've never signed a contract, no due process. I also submitted the subrogation, and until this day, they have not prevailed. Anything over $20, I asked for a common law jury, and also any case, any time a person has a case, it's a year and a half that both sides have to prove why this case has to be moved forward. And this is going on 4 years, so it should have been discharged, you know. But I've been sending all the transcripts and everything to the NLA, and I'm in the appellate court. As a matter of fact, this judge just went over the appellate court, so he goes, I can't rule on the other two, but I'm going to rule against you for you to vacate the property, which, again, on the TV segment, I said, who's the injured party, you know, and, but it is on the website now. As a matter of fact, somebody said it's on YouTube. But that's all I have to say, and we have people coming in, and we're going to be following up with another segment, so as I said, I needed to speak to John or anybody in this area, anybody has any other input, but I'm not going to stay on the phone because I'm just getting in and I'm not feeling too good, so.
Okay, thank you, Crystal.
Okay.
Who would like to take the stage? It's not the one with the little trap door, it's safe.
Jim in New Mexico, I did hear Mr. Trump, there was a headline today that he wanted to make it illegal for plea bargaining of defendants.
That seems a reasonable
Which would be approach. A good thing.
Yep.
Grash has constantly said, you know, the prosecutors have no right to plea bargain these things, and it's up to the jury to decide the matters.
Yep.
And that'd be interesting if he was getting ready to prosecute, charge a bunch of defendants, and that's part of the reason.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not he has the authority to push something like that, I do not know.
Well, he can suggest to Congress, and they can pass it. Or maybe executive order, who knows. That's been abused for years. Good way to fill the jails. We're going to give you 30 years if you don't, you know, take this plea bargain, and we'll give you 5.
Hello again.
Hi, Robert. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Not bad for 3 weeks post-op. Walking on my own, wherever I want to go, do what I want to do.
Good.
Your previous discussion was very interesting. Just bring up on speed a little bit. The sheriff has defaulted. I will be writing in common law a document to bring him into bad behavior. And I'll be using some of the amendment certifications on him. And I don't know where it's going to go. It's new territory. And I think I'm going to find it very interesting. So I just wanted to mention it.
When did you file?
It went active the 16th of July. I gave him 36 days, and it expired. He defaulted tomorrow. So I'm getting ready to move ahead and see what happens. I'll be talking to John and Gerard and you guys about it.
Okay.
I won't get out of the realm, but I do believe that if you stay within the common law, I will not use any statutes. I will not use federal statutes. United States of
You faded out, Robert.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just a minute.
Maybe this is better.
Okay.
Is this any better?
Yep. Just hit that microphone straight up.
Well, I get lazy. At my age, I get lazy. Whatever. So, but anyhow, I'm going to pursue it under that parameter and see what happens. I think it's going to get interesting. I will always leave the him and out. I do believe that when I write this document, of course, I got to talk to you guys, but my thought on this is to name the sheriff in bad behavior and now seek out the undersheriff and empower him and lay the same thing on him. One step at a time, just to close the loop. So there's no escape.
That's where if all the deputy sheriffs had those pocket constitutions and had read them, one or two of them might desire to act constitutionally and maybe work to remove that sheriff through whatever means, like next election.
I think it could be done through impeachment before that. Remember, we'll put the sheriff into bad behavior. That throws a whole different light on it, and it's covered under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So it gets interesting, and I think it has merit. So, that's all I got. I yield.
Robert, before you go, do you have any updates on the Dar Leaf?
Yes, I talked to Dar today. Myself and possibly Paul will be taking a journey to see him privately in the evening and to get things set up for on the 16th, 17th amendments and all that stuff that we have previously talked about. But yes, he's also working with a couple of others, okay? And I think we can open this whole thing up. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'll get a hold of you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm just going to stand by. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have a comment? Anybody read anything interesting or listen to anything interesting this week?
Jeff Joseph here from Hilo, Hawaii.
Good evening.
This is my first time listening in. And I'm just wondering what I got to do to become part of what's going on here in Hilo, Hawaii.
Are you a member now, I assume, of NLA?
I have signed up. I took a little bit of class. I really have been following Anna von Ritz and have done some of her stuff. I'm not completely finished with all of that, but I'm working on it and trying to figure out how I can help over here in Hilo, Hawaii, which right now we're in the middle of a hurricane.
How's that going? I've heard bad weather reports about that stage 4 hurricane.
Well, it's just been downgraded to stage 3, and there's some flooding and some cleanup that's going to have to be done, but I don't think it's real bad yet.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I use it now.
If you're interested, I didn't catch whether or not you were a member. If you'd like, if you give me a call in the morning, I say, what are you, 5 hours different than Eastern time? Is it 6?
I think it's 6 hours different. I am. I'm pretty sure I signed up for NLA. I've
okay.
got a password and So I haven't done everything. I mean, a lot of the things I hear, I kind of wonder if we're all working together on the same page or if we're all coming at it from a bunch of different ways and trying to find something that works.
Go ahead. I don't think anybody's found the magic bullet yet, so we're all kind of searching yet. Till we find that.
I've been following Anna, and a lot of the things that she's showing are remedies for a lot of these things. And then I listen to people talking. I'm sorry?
Are these remedies working?
Well, yes. But it just depends on how you behave after you free yourself. Because if you don't free yourself, then you're agreeing to the abuse that's being done to you. But once you do free yourself, then you have to behave as a free person. So when you go into court, you can't go into court as a straw man. You have to go into court as a live person and behave that way and conduct yourself that way. And I listen to people talking about going to court and not being taken care of properly. And I'm wondering if they know they have to free themselves. You have to object or else you agree to their control over you. I mean, your birth certificate, your mother signed you over to the state, and they have power of attorney over you until you take it back. I yield.
Yeah, John addresses that periodically on a Monday call. That's into the fiction. And he doesn't go there, basically. That's fraud.
It's fraud? Why would that be fraud?
because you're not aware of anything in that contract and it's not stated. It's done to you, not with you, basically. No, that's the major difference, probably one of them, between Anna and our work. We don't go into that stuff. So if that's what you're looking for, NLA really isn't the place. We teach the Constitution and the Republic and common law grand juries and so on.
Well, Anna is telling us to come to you guys and do the drill and start with the bottom up, not the top down, and get your counties together and get your states mm-hmm. together. Let's hold a Congress so we can decide what kind of government we do want and how we want to finance it or not finance it and all that. So she's promoting you. I'm not understanding why people aren't even looking at what she is saying. You just ignore it. It doesn't seem very open-minded to me.
We kind of take the position, I guess, that the Constitution was written. It is evident what our form of government is, until it was subverted anyway, and that common law is the law of the land, and so on and so forth. And there's just too much difference between what she's teaching and what we're teaching. We're trying to establish the common law grand juries again.
So is she.
Mm-hmm. How is she going about that?
Well, the same way you're going about it. The only difference is that hers is you have to get into the right jurisdiction. If you're not in the same jurisdiction as the courtroom that you're going into, and you need to know these things. You need to know, what is this a maritime law, or is it you just need to know what it is.
So you're playing in their sandbox, and we're trying to avoid that, you know.
Yeah, you're playing in their sandbox when you go in as a straw man. That
right.
That's exactly
right. We don't do that.
How are you going into the courtroom and not being a straw man if you don't take back your live person, your property, your name?
I guess I would say we're bypassing all that and going directly into the Federal Article 3 courts.
They don't have any free courts.
Well, they're supposed to, and that's what we're trying to reestablish.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. She's saying that you cannot have a free court because it's all federal, and that's all, you know, if you work for the government, then there you are. You're working for the government. You're a citizen of the federal, which is working for the Queen, and that's the way it is until you declare yourself, you know, that you do not work for the Queen. You've retired from her business, and now you're a free person. And if you don't object, then you're agreeing with them. So I don't understand how
you gone into court and told them your position and successfully gotten out of court?
Well, actually, I went down to get an ID card, and being naive the way I am, I thought, well, let me just go down where my driver's license is. So I went over with my papers so I could declare myself. And they sent me down to the police department, not the driver's license plate. They said, you got to go there. And then about 20 minutes later, there were four police that surrounded me and wanted to know who I am and what am I doing there. And they treated me like I'm a terrorist or something, which later I discovered that's how they treat you, because they're trained to do that. So that was my own too naive to, go there and do that. But yes, I've done some things. I've had some bank dealings where I had to sign some papers, and I signed them, the bank people were begging me to please do it the way we want you to do it, and they couldn't do a thing. They couldn't do a thing. So yes, her remedies do work.
Have you formed any common law grand juries?
Well, that's what I'm asking you guys. She's referring us to you guys to start to form our jural system on the county level, and I don't know how to do that. Over here, I'm by myself, and no, I never started a jural system before. But I'm willing to be part of it if I can help over here.
That's one of the reasons that we went to the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury and proceeded in that manner. We find that if you go in a county, and there are people have tried that, and form a grand jury, you will find that you are in their grasp, and you will be adjudicated, and you will end up serving time more than likely. Oh, we don't know of anybody that's escaped that at this point.
Well, number one, you wouldn't go into their jurisdiction.
Right.
That's the main thing. You don't go into their jurisdiction.
Right.
And there's no reason for them to come and get into your jurisdiction either unless you ask them.
Okay. Now, in your jurisdiction, what do you use for enforcement?
For enforcement, I would tell you that as an American national, they are required to protect you. That's their job. That's what they're drawing our monies and taxes and everything for.
Have you tried that?
Well, they don't know about it. You have to teach them that. And you can't talk to them as a human being. If you go in and you're going to talk to them as a straw man, you're already guilty, and because you're a straw man and behaving like a straw man, they treat you like a straw man and let you know about how much it is you're going to pay and how much time you're going to serve, because you're in their jurisdiction. So you just don't even go into there. You ignore all that stuff. You just literally ignore it.
Right.
So
and then,
now how
then,
do you...
And then what happens is they basically ignore anything that you decide you want to do with your grand jury. You go talk to the sheriff, and he'll not endorse what you're doing.
Well, out here in Hawaii, all the sheriffs, they have a little department over on Oahu. I'm over in Hilo, which is, a totally different country.
Know where Hilo is,
Yeah, so, and I'm not sure about the sheriff's thing. I know they have a little thing here. But, we don't even have a Secretary of State here.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, we're just a military base over here is what you've got. But,
right.
So, I'm trying to help over here, but I'm trying to figure out, you know, because it ought to be very simple. You get four or five people together and you form your thing. It doesn't matter what they're doing. They need to be worried about what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And once you have enough people together, you vote them out and they got to go. Right?
Why don't you go down and talk to your sheriff and see, explain what you want to do and see what his comments are?
Well, when you go down and talk to them, if they're not if they're not educated as to what who you are and what you're doing, then you're literally walking into their jurisdiction, picking on them and poking at them and asking them to mess with you.
But that's up to you to explain that to them so that they don't do that, if that's what you're going to
do. The point is, if you have enough people to form your jural system, I don't know, how many people do you need to have a jural system in Hilo, Hawaii, the county?
I have no idea. We do not form jural systems per se. Tell me. Explain to me what a jural system is to you.
That's what I'm asking you. We're trying to do a local takeover locally and then take over the state and then hold a Congress, right?
A traditional grand jury is 25 people with some alternates, 2 to 4 alternates.
Well, a grand jury is going after a bunch of people or people that have committed a crime. Yeah, you can do a grand jury, and you can still do a grand jury, but if you're not a national and you're on a grand jury, already you're in their jurisdiction, so they don't have to listen to you. They're already in their jurisdiction.
So define your jural society that you're forming for me. You didn't define that.
Well, I'm asking you.
We don't form jural societies, so I can't tell you what it is.
Well, I guess I should just yield because I don't know what to say here. It seems to me like why we're even doing this is to set up our jural system.
Well, we are setting up a jury system. We're setting up 4 grand jury administrators per county. But that is not your typical jural society as far as I know. There was one set up in Michigan maybe 10, 15 years ago, and as far as I know, it has not produced much of any results. So I'm not sure. No one has ever defined for me what a jural society is or does.
Okay. Well, then I don't know how to organize that because it's like you and I just now talking. Like we're talking 2 different languages here.
Right. That's true.
And because we're talking 2 different languages, we're not communicating. So if you can't communicate, how can you organize?
Well, you come
That's
to
my
me.
Question
we are organizing.
What do we have to do? Communicate so that we can organize.
We have organized to the point that we have members in all 50 states. We have gone through and reconstituted the grand juries and so on 4 or 5 years ago now. All that work has been done.
So the grand juries that we're doing, are they up and they're all up and running in all 50 states?
I mentioned earlier that the one we are using now, because of the problems that we get into if we try and do what you're suggesting, is the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury. That is all 50 states at once working as a grand jury. And with the output of that, we are filing in the federal district courts. We tried filing in the state courts, which did not work, of course, and the local courts, because you just end up in all the folderola you're talking about. We have two cases currently running. One's they're both in the Northern District of New York State Federal Court. The last one we filed is the Second Amendment case concerning the SAFE Act imposed by New York State on its people here several years ago. And we've filed one round, and they were supposed to have a hearing on the 17th of last month and decide what they were going to do, and as of yet they have not done that, which sends indicate that they don't know what to do with that filing, so we're just waiting to see what they finally decide to do.
Yeah, seems like it's in their ballpark, though, you know.
Yes, it is. Like, it's in their ballpark to respond, and they have not responded. In the past, they have always responded fairly immediately.
Yeah, well, they're going to do that. They're just going to ignore us, because why would they listen to us? Why do they have to change? They got their hand right in your wallet.
Yeah,
why should they stop stealing from you? What are you going to do about it? They're laughing at us.
Well, the laughs are sure they're laughing this time, because they haven't come up with a way to dismiss our case or throw it out of court yet.
Well, one case or two cases, there are millions of cases millions of cases that are going on, and one and two.
Yeah, but not in common law, not in the federal courts.
Well, they need to be. That's what I'm asking.
They should be, but they aren't.
What are we doing wrong where we can't get it into...
We're picking our way through that minefield, and right now we've got them to a point where they can't respond and tell us to go away. So we hope we have our foot in the door.
Well, I guess I'm just frustrated. I'm already 70, you know. It's like...
You're a piker. You're just a young lad. I'm 80, so don't pull age on me.
There you go. Well, I'm just saying. Not like you got plenty time to get all this squared away. You know what I mean? They don't care how. They want you to go ahead and drop dead so that they can just take your state, you know?
Exactly. They would like that.
Yeah. And they're doing bad stuff. I mean, all the stuff.
Absolutely. Everything they do is just about as bad.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what do we got to do to speed this up and get some remedy out of here? Because I don't know why you guys are thinking that what Anna is doing is fraud, because if you guys would go look at
what
that.
What the courts are doing is fraud.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Yeah, that's absolute. The whole thing, all of it's fraud.
Yeah,
every bit of it. So none of it's real. It's all a fiction, and it should just be, you know, where they ignore you. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm ignoring you, you know?
Right.
And not leave it in their court somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I yield. Thank you for helping me this out.
Sure. You might have you, if, I don't know, I still haven't determined, are you a member? If you are, or even if you're not,
you might want
to come to the Monday night call and just listen in to see what we're doing, catch up with what's going on. If
and
you haven't
the Monday,
been.
Yeah, I have trouble, you know, with this time zone thing. This is the first time I've been trying for 2 months, I think, to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time that I got it at 9 o'clock. And
right.
It's like, wow, this actually works if you do it at the right time.
Yep, exactly. That time change will get you every time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will. I'll check in on Monday then.
Okay.
And I yield then. Thank you so much.
Sure. Anyone else have any comments, thoughts, suggestions, items of interest, newsworthy topics?
Jan Paul, Michigan.
Hi, Paul.
Hey. As to the Juro Society, I went to a meeting a few years ago where Michigan was starting a Juro Society again. And they were adopting their constitution. I went one Saturday all day and listened, and it didn't look good to me at all. I think what John Durash says is true, and that is that they are competing against our government. Whereas the common law jury, grand jury, is working with our government, in
right.
a sense. That's the difference.
Right.
And I know a man who's a member of that Juro Society, and they're not doing anything, really.
Right.
So I'm trying to...
it's been running for quite a while.
Yeah, he's interested in NLA, but I think he's got a little pride yet. He doesn't want to switch over, so...
Okay. We'll work on him. Maybe he'll change his mind.
Yeah, I give him some paperwork. I tell him to get on the site, and I pass some paperwork to him once in a while, and
yep.
he never says no, you know.
Right.
But he's got some like-minded guys like him that are, you know, they're all thinking about this, like the feller said, the straw man and this and that and the other thing.
Right.
But it's all fraud. It's all fraud.
Yep.
Simple.
Yep.
And we meet with our sheriff yet. We got a meeting next week again, and there's some guys that are for common law, some guys, most of the guys for statutory. So we're
yeah.
butting heads quite a bit yet.
Sure.
But I keep telling them, hey, guys, there was no contracts because it's fraud up front. There was not a meeting of the minds.
Right.
So, but anyway, I don't think I'm ever going to convince a lot of guys.
No, I ran across, in fact, a friend mentioned this to me several years back. You take someone that has a belief system, and this is a prime case of it, and they really believe what it is they're believing, and you find something that's just incontrovertible evidence that that is completely and totally incorrect, and you go out of your way and you go tell them about this, and you give them all the documentation and all the facts. Well, guess what? It doesn't change their mind. It just makes them believe more fervently, I guess you might say.
Yeah.
So I think maybe you're swimming upstream without a paddle there. So I don't know.
It's really something,
there.
You know.
Yeah.
It's something, and we meet every 2 weeks, and they're always challenging me
yep.
because they know I'm a member of NLA, and I keep telling what NLA is doing, trying to do.
Right.
And of course, one guy there, he thinks he knows a lot, but he's been in jail for 6 years.
That's not a good recommendation.
And his wife was in jail for 42 months.
Yep. If you're going to be a salesman, you have to use the product successfully.
I told him, but John Durash, I think John had the IRS come after him 3 different times.
Right.
He countersued him,
yep.
and they dismissed the cases.
Right.
That tells me something.
Yep.
But anyway, it's like Brent Winter says, to convince a man against his will, he is of the same opinion still.
That's right. That's a good way of putting it.
Well, I listen to Brent about every night yet, or at least 5 nights a week, so I really like him, so.
Anyone else have some words of wisdom? Quiet crowd. Well, we put in our 45 minutes. No reason or no law that says we have to go a full hour. If there's no comments or questions or anything, we could cease and desist here. Going once. Going twice. Go on. So I'll turn off the recording then.